Okay, so the halachos that apply beginning on Erev Pesach, that's the topic we're going to start today. So the first mention of Arvei Pesachim, as we mentioned yesterday, tells us that we limit our food intake in the late afternoon of Erev Pesach so that we'll be hungry and eager to eat the matzah, l'teyavol. Specifically, from the end of 9 halachic hours and on, half an hour before Mincha Ketana, at that point, anything in the bread family is prohibited. Anything from the five species of grain that we mentioned yesterday, even if it's not chametz, anything from the five species of grain is problematic. Chametz, of course, is asur b'achila already from a few hours into the day, during the morning. So we're talking about in the afternoon. What bread could we possibly be talking about if it says in the poskim that anything in the bread family is prohibited? Matzah is already prohibited from the beginning of the day. Mishabur paskins from alos hashachar. Matzah is prohibited from alos hashachar, like we mentioned yesterday, with the purpose of further increasing the te'avon specifically for the matzah itself. So that's Medina de Gemara. In the Yerushalmi, famous Mashal Gemara says that someone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is kabol a resusa beveis chamav. And there are some poskim who say that you have to stop eating matzah already from the night before. Once there's a chiyuv of bir chametz, the sister prohibition of matzah is also enforced at the same time. When there's chametz, there's matzah. Interestingly, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik brought a raya that the Isser does not start at night, and rather the halach is like Mishabura says, that the prohibition against eating matzah begins in the morning, because at the Seder, we say in the Manashtana, Shebechol halelos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah, that on all other nights, we eat either chametz or matzah, but when we get to the Leil HaSeder, we eat only matzah. So the implication is that there's another night, and every other night, I'm sorry, every other night of the year, you have the option of chametz and matzah. So based on the nusach of the Manashtana, it would be impossible to suggest that it's prohibited to eat matzah already the night before. So that sides with the Mishnah Berurah that the Isser of eating matzah in our Pesach starts with alos hashachar. Okay. Now, the Armin Hagim to refrain from eating matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and others stop eating matzah from a month before Pesach. Rav Moshe says that in truth, it would make more sense to start one month before Pesach, because that's when we start Sholem V'Dorshem Bechos HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kol Machag. That's when the Chiyuv for Bidikas Chametz begins. If I leave a residence, but in my dorm room, within 30 days of Pesach, so I have to do Bidikas Chametz before I leave without a bracha. But Rav Moshe said that would have been a little bit too much of a tircha on Klal Yisrael, that it was not wished to be imposed on the people. So as a result, the minhag was rolled back that only from Rosh Chodesh people refrain from having matzah. But Medina Gemara, it's only the day of Pesach itself. And even that shear of 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not arbitrary, but it sort of dovetails with what we have for the minhag to begin a month before, based on Sholem V'Darshim, Bechos HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kol Machag. Because if you remember from, this came up in the first parak of Avodah Zarah earlier in the year, that there's a Machol Tzaraim, if the din of Sholem V'Darshim, Bechos HaPesach starts a month or only 2 weeks before the holiday. It's Machol Tzaraim. We paskin that it starts 30 days before, but because there's another Shita 2 weeks before, that is what we use as the framework for this minhag of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan prior to Erev Pesach itself. But in theory, nonetheless, in the morning of Erev Pesach, egg matzah or other types of matzah shira should be mutter, even though we don't allow matzah to be eaten, and that heter should extend until what we're talking about right now. 9 hours until 9 hours passed during the day. Egg matzah is not considered chametz mamish, even though we don't eat it, possibly because there's a concern of chimutz, which is why when you buy a box of egg matzah, so it says on the box, it should only be consumed by the elderly or the sick. But outside of Shas HaTzchak, we don't eat egg matzah because of possible chametz concern. Why then is egg matzah possibly mutter on the day of Erev Pesach, even after the Isser of Chametz has begun, until 9 hours have gone by? So the answer is because you can't be yotze your mitzvah at the Seder with egg matzah, even if it was vaday not chametz. You couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah because it's lechem oni. It's not lechem oni. So therefore, because it's not matzah that I could use to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah to lel Seder, the mela becomes permissible for me to eat it in the morning, the din of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach, that I should be able to eat it, let's say, oven at the Seder, only applies to matzah that would be satisfy my mitzvah of achilas matzah that night. On the other hand, let's say I have matzah balls. Matzah balls, they're made from regular matzah meal, not egg matzah meal, regular matzah meal, just ground up into little particles. That would be permissible for me to eat on Erev Pesach up until 9 hours have gone by. Like we said before, once that time of 9 hours goes by, one is not allowed to eat anything from the family of the five grains. Why should the matzah balls be different than egg matzah? So the reason is because why should it be different than regular matzah? If it's just regular matzah ground up, and we said you're not allowed to eat anything that would have been acceptable for the mitzvah of matzah at the Seder, why am I allowed to eat the matzah balls? The answer is because the matzah balls, after the matzah is ground up into matzah meal, similar to flour that's used for baking, and you form it into a ball, so then it's cooked. And as we learned a few weeks back in the Halachos Mezonos, tiny breadcrumbs that are cooked, that are boiled in water, downgrades the bracha from hamotzi to mezonos. That's why, for example, mozzarella sticks. Mozzarella sticks are covered in breadcrumbs, and they're still mezonos because they're deep fried in oil, which we said has the status of cooking, just like if I was boiling in water. Not to mention the matzah balls generally have other ingredients such as egg added to them, which would certainly make it more similar to the egg matzah. But because you could not fulfill your mitzvah of matzah, the Seder, with cooked matzah, because it's mevatel the tam matzah, so therefore it becomes permissible to eat early in the day on Erev Pesach. So what can you eat? If we're saying after 9 hours have gone by, you're not supposed to be eating anything from the grain family. So posting list: fruits, vegetables, meat, fish, anything like that, yogurt, cheese, those are also fine. However, at the same time, a person also has to know himself. Shulchan Aruch says that a little bit is okay, but clearly if you know that you're going to eat enough that it's going to detract from your hunger at night, at the Seder, and your excitement to eat the matzah when you finally get to Shulchan Aruch, when you get to Motzi Matzah, so obviously that's what we're trying to prevent. The Ramah rejects a practice that some had to refrain from eating certain fruits or lettuce in advance of the Charoses or the Marah, respectively, and we don't pass that that's necessary whatsoever. It's just to refrain from something that would distract you from eating the matzah, let's say avon. But we're saying, as an aside, even if it's just meat, fruit, vegetables, and the like, if you eat too much of it, or you know someone, you know that you're an istinus, someone who even a little bit is going to disturb your appetite or spoil your appetite, so then you should not have too much of that either. You just have to know yourself. The Rama also says that one should not eat so much matzah during the first day of Pesach. In advance of the matzah, he'll eat at the second Seder. And the Magen Avraham adds that min hadin, one really needs to be mindful about eating too much and too late on the afternoon of any Yontif Rishon, because that's going to spoil their appetite for the second night of Yontif. It isn't just limited to Pesach when you have the Seder. This year, Shabbos is also day one of Chol HaMoed, which means it comes immediately after the first 2 days of Yontif. And as a result, the second afternoon, the afternoon of Yontif Sheni, also a person has to eat more sparingly so that he'll be able to eat his Shabbos Chol HaMoed Suda with Te'avon. In a certain sense, it's actually more of an issue in Yontif Sheni in advance of Shabbos, that's prior to the Sedarim, as you likely eat Shabbos meal much earlier than your Sedarim. When it comes to the Sedarim, the first night and the second night, so the halacha is you can't even begin Kiddush until Tzeisuk HaChavim. And then it's followed by a long Magen. Until you finally get to the meal, there actually will be a long stretch of time between the afternoon and when you begin the Suda. On Shabbos, the Shabbos that's going to be Shabbos Chol HaMoed, following the first 2 days of Yontif, so you can be Mekabel Shabbos early, especially if we're at home and there's no minyanim, so there's nothing keeping you from being Mekabel Shabbos at Plag HaMincha at 6 o'clock in the evening. So therefore, it's even more important to stop eating, not eat too much late in the day on Yontif Sheni this year, because Shabbos will follow shortly thereafter, and you don't want to spoil your appetite for that meal. On the flip side, this is really relevant to any time a Yontif falls out on a Motzi Shabbos. This year, it's Yontif followed by Shabbos, but sometimes you have Shabbos followed by Yontif. Shavuos, that often happens, where Motzi Shabbos, it's happened a number of times the last couple of years, at Motzi Shabbos, Shavuos begins. So in that case, you also have to navigate Shal Shudas on Shabbos afternoon prior to the Yontif meal that will follow. So when we had that last couple of years, when Shavuos began on Motzei Shabbos. So instead of having a formal Shal Shudas as they do every week in the cafeteria, the yeshiva just put out some rolls for people to make a simple meal and instructed them to do so before Mincha Katana, again, as early as possible in the day. And finally, the Rambam, based on a drush on the Medrash, understands that there is a complete carryover from the laws of Shabbos to the laws of Yantif in the realm of Kibud and Oneg, Covenant Oneg, that whatever applies on Shabbos applies to Yantif as well, to the extent that, according to the Rambam, it seems that there is actually a mitzvah of Shal Shudas also on Yantif, some it's a Daraisa. And I believe the Chazon Ish was makbid to have Shal Shudas on Yantif, even though that was never really accepted as common practice. So it's less of an issue, again, on Yantif when Shabbos follows the Yantif, because the big meal is going to be your lunch meal, so to speak, or your morning meal after Shacharis, after Musaf, earlier in the day, and there's no need to have a Shal Shudas. So you can leave a long break of time between when you have your meal Yantif morning in advance of the Friday night Suda, as it will be this year. The only exception to that, as we mentioned recently, is that the Vilna Gaon was makbid to have a Suda Shlishis on the last day of Pesach, even if it wasn't a Shabbos, even if it was just regular Yontif, because this way he was able to grab one more opportunity to have matzah, which he held every Kazayas, was a mitzvah over the course of the week of Pesach, even if it wasn't at the Leil Seder. So this allowed him to chaperein one more time before the Yontif was over, even though, strictly speaking, he didn't hold that it was necessary to have a third meal, but for the sake of matzah, so he grabbed that opportunity to have one more chance before the Yontif was over.